The final record of decision for the Cake Petersburg Inner Tie selects a 60-mile route across northern Kuprinov Island, with some of the route following existing logging roads. The Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, is looking to build the transmission line to sell its hydroelectricity to customers in Cake. CEO Trey Acteson says the next phase of that project is final engineering and design.
That'll take a considerable amount of time. There's a lot of geotechnical work, and we've got to do some mapping of underwater features and routing for sub cables and things of that nature. So that's got to be done before the Forest Service issues the construction permit. But we do have funding in place to address most of those requirements leading up to that.
While funding is in place to do the planning and design work, the $50 to $60 million needed to build the power line is the big question mark. SEPA sells wholesale electrical power to Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg, and has only agreed to take on the line to Cake if the project does not raise electrical bills for customers in those other communities. Acteson explains construction will have to be entirely funded by the state.
And, of course, that's the big challenge as we look at the current fiscal climate in the state. But, you know, as a long-term Alaskan myself, you know, I realize, we're all too familiar with the boom and bust cycles up here in the state. And I still remain optimistic that down the road, funding conduits will open back up.
The Forest Service decision authorizes clearing trees along the length of the proposed power line. The project also would mean an undersea transmission cable near the northern end of the Wrangell Narrows to connect Mitkoff and Kuprinov Islands. The agency looked at three action alternatives. Those are different routes across Kuprinov, as well as one no-action alternative. The selected route was the one proposed by SEPA, and it's also identified for a road link across the island. In making the decision, Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart wrote that the other routes would not result in substantially lower environmental impacts. The agency's project manager, Tom Parker, agrees that the final decision on the environmental review is an important step.
It was a long process with several different turns along the way, but I think the big thing to note is that we had really good public participation from Petersburg as well as Cake and people on the outlying communities. And I think we ended up with a pretty good product.
Parker says SEPA will still need other approvals from the Forest Service, including a special use permit and an easement to build the power line across national forest lands. The city of Kuprinov, which is near the eastern end of the proposed line, objected to the project over concerns with impacts from power line construction to deer and other wildlife habitat. Kuprinov Mayor Tom Reinartz says his community supports getting cheaper power to Cake, but is disappointed in this decision for a number of reasons.
They selected the most expensive route to run that power over there. They selected the most environmentally damaging route to do that. They did not consider less expensive sources of power that they could get online quicker.
Kuprinov's city council this month planned to discuss whether to take the objection further, which could mean a court challenge. Cake relies on diesel-generated electricity and power cost equalization funding from the state. Still, the cost of power for homes in Cake is twice that of nearby Petersburg, and as much as five times the cost for businesses, which don't qualify for the state payment. Cake leaders have long lobbied for a connection to cheaper electricity, and at the same time, Cake's power provider, the Inside Passage Electrical Cooperative, is looking into building a hydro plant on Gunnick Creek in that town. The project could provide a portion, but not all, of the electrical demand for the village of about 620 people. That cooperative is seeking state funding for the Gunnick Creek project from Alaska's Renewable Energy Fund. The state legislature last session did not appropriate any money for projects recommended for grants from that fund, and the state isn't seeking any new grant applications this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.